Good morning and welcome, to episode 38 of the Embodied Living Yoga Podcast. I'm Shannon Elliott. I'm very happy to have you here. Today is going to be an episode from the couch Friday, except it happens to be Wednesday. So I'm sitting on my couch. It's going to be more of a just chat about life and about something that I stumbled upon in the middle of the night last night. So last night, there were very intense thunderstorms here. And I was, you know, asleep in bed, and my kids are in the room right across, and they share a room. And the thunder woke me up. I mean, all the windows are open too. So that feels, you know, you hear things more when all your windows are open, obviously. It felt very, very loud. And I believe, although I'm not sure of the details, I'm pretty positive I was having a scary dream at the time, which I don't have too often. But last night, I remember feeling very scared and very alone. And the thunder woke me up. And, you know, then I went back to close my eyes. And the loudest thunder that I've actually ever heard, ever been exposed to, happened, and to the point where I'm pretty sure, I mean, I was convinced that it was right outside my, like in one moment, right? That it was right outside my house, that lightning had hit a tree. I mean, I'm pretty sure I can still hear it so well that I heard the tree cracking. And I was very, it was very clear to me that, like, in that moment, although this wasn't a thinking moment, is that it was so close that I needed to get up because I wasn't sure where the tree was going to fall. And I jumped out of bed, like straight up, heart pounding in ways I've never felt my heart pound before. I mean, I'm familiar with, like, I'll get anxiety, right? And I feel that more in the stomach and the belly. Like butterflies. I'm familiar with feeling sad. I'm familiar with low level, like, and depression and things like that, right? Like, I understand those feelings. It's very rare that I get that heartbeat feeling, like adrenaline pumping. And so I'm pretty sure I was laying down, stood straight up somehow, right? Like, hopped straight up, ran into my kids' room. Again, this is, I started screaming, "Are you guys okay? Are you guys okay?" And they were sound asleep in their beds. And so I screamed in front of them like two or three more times. It's like, I didn't know where I was. "Are you okay? Are you boys okay?" And then finally, like, I was like, "Oh my God, they're sound asleep. They're not answering me." And so, as you know, realization, they're fine. I'm fine. Everyone's fine. Nothing happened. And then I went back into bed to try to go to bed. I couldn't get to bed. Then my oldest woke up, came out. He was scared. So he laid in bed with me, and then I still couldn't fall asleep. And I came out into the living room and decided that, maybe I'd do some reading, you know? So I did some reading, and, actually I didn't do some reading. I read a page. And so this is really what I wanted to do the talk on, is that, you know, I've had, recently, I've been going through some things where I've had a lot of low, how do I want to call it? Regard for myself has been pretty low. And like, I've been very harsh on my body, my physical attributes. I've been very harsh, you know, even though it's just, it's hard, like when you have issues, whether they're body issues or face issues or just the image, right? This image. And so there's been some stuff that I've been going through that's been really tough for me. And it's not something, not only has it been tough for me, but then it also is an extra layer of tough because I wish, you know, I wish it, that didn't matter that much, but the reality is I'm still attached in ways that, you know, I mean, it bothers me when I feel ugly or unattractive or things come up that I feel like, you know, I just don't feel great about myself. And it's been, this rough patch for me. And it's not something that I talk about too much, but I think I want to leave it at that. But I was, there was something that I stumbled across when I opened this random book to this page that I hadn't quite thought about before, you know, because I understand, like, and people will say, you're being unkind, don't be unkind, don't be so harsh to yourself. Like, yes, you get that. Like, I get that, you know, I get all these things, right? There's all this, I understand all the lessons, like I was talking about in the previous podcast, like, you know, like we've got it all, we don't need to practice more, that kind of thing. And so, but it's hard when you're in a rut, when you're just, you're being hard on yourself, whether it's that you're not getting up and doing what you know, you're not making choices that are positive in your life, or you just feel like, ugh, you know, like you stop appreciating your body, stop appreciating what it is that you're, you know, you're the human body and the experience that you're having. And so I think I'm just going to read it, then I'm going to talk about it. So says the map of the book, right, is to turn you on and turn you in and to turn you beyond. Okay. And then it just talks about something that has to happen before. Okay. So the first thing is the body. The body is your base. It is your ground. It is where you are grounded. To make you antagonistic towards the body is to destroy you, is to make you schizophrenic, is to make you miserable, is to create hell. You are the body. Of course, you are more than the body, but that more will follow later on. First, you are the body. The body is your basic truth, so never be against the body. Whenever you are against the body, you are going against God. Whenever you are disrespectful to your body, you are losing contact with reality because your body is your contact. Your body is your bridge. Your body is your temple. Okay, so that's the first paragraph. And I just want to stop there. I really loved the way that this was saying, you know, when you're antagonistic towards your body, it's to make you schizophrenic. Right? It actually separates. It's like a disassociation. You're going against creation. Right? You're going against the nature of your life. You're going against something and you lose contact with reality because your body is your contact. Your body is your bridge, right? Without the body, we don't have these experiences. So just when I think about that, like for me, I think about my God, when I'm so unkind to myself, right? It is actually that I'm going against the, going against creation, whether you call that God, divine, nature, or you have your own thing with it, right? It's like, who am I to judge and be upset with what it is that created me, right? Like, who am I to say, like, you made a mistake? You know, it feels very, this is very self-centered, right? To think that I'm that important, that you made a mistake on this one, right? And that you don't see the beauty and you're going against something. And the schizophrenic piece really made sense to me because it is like it's a disconnect with reality. And it's like you split from what is happening. And so that was the first piece that I absolutely loved. So this was a revealing moment for me last night. Okay. Tantra teaches reverence for the body, love, respect for the body, gratitude for the body. The body is marvelous. It is the greatest of mysteries. And this next part is great. But you have been taught to be against the body. So sometimes you are over mystified by the tree, sometimes mystified by the moon and the sun, sometimes mystified by a flower. But you are never mystified by your own body. And your body is the most complex phenomenon in existence. No flower, no tree has such a beautiful body as you have. No moon, no sun, no star has such an evolved mechanism as you have. You have been taught to appreciate the flower, which is a simple thing. You have been taught to appreciate a tree, which is a simple thing. You have even been taught to appreciate stones, rocks, mountains, rivers, but you have never been taught to respect your own body, to be mystified by it. Yes, it is very close, so it is very easy to forget about it. It is very obvious, so it is very easy to neglect. But this is the most beautiful phenomenon. So what really caught me on this, and I always talk about the miracle of the body, the miracle of life, miracle of breath, all these things, right? But I had never thought about the idea that, you know, we go out in nature and, whatever it is, like, you know, beautiful hike, beautiful tree, the rocks. I mean, it's like my kids are so funny. They collect rocks all the time. Like they're the most meaningful thing, you know, that they've ever come across. I mean, I just have like boxes and boxes of rocks and they all kind of look alike to me most of the time. Right. But there's this appreciation that they have and there's an appreciation that we have for nature. There's an appreciation that we have for animals. I mean, look at, you know, how we treat our dogs, our cats, our pets. I mean, my bearded dragon Dash, right? Like anything he does. And it's like, I'm in awe, right? Of the fact that this is in existence, the fact that, everything around me, I'm in awe a lot of times, you know, just walking up and down my street, going to get my kids from school, walking down the little path. I mean, I'm grateful for so many things and I have that overwhelming, love, you know, and, gratitude and just the life-giving like connection. And then, with my children, you know, every time I look at them, even when they drive me crazy, right? I'm in awe so much about their beauty, their things, their nature, you know, just the way they are. And then when it comes to me, you know, it can be very different, you know, and it says, you know, it's very close. So it's very easy to forget about it. It's very obvious. So it is easy to neglect. Right? Well, the things that are so close to us, sometimes we take it for granted and like not only our body, right? Like I take myself for granted. And then I also take those closest to me for granted, you know, at times my relationship, maybe my relationship with my mom or relationship with my boyfriend. It's like you take those things for granted because they are so close and it's so obvious that you end up neglecting it. And I think, that for me, that's happened to me in a self-defeating way, like, you know, like self-effacing way. I just am not, I forget that I'm also included, even though I talk about this a lot in class, is that, you know, to be mystified by the body. I mean, what an incredible, incredible thing, right? To be just in awe of everything that is happening, to be kind and gracious and grateful, to reclaim respect for the body, to reclaim love for the body, right? Because the body is the greatest creation. And, you know, that's our connection to the aliveness and to the juiciness. And so, you know, I think even the way we treat each other as humans, you know, like we treat strangers on the street worse than we would ever treat an animal, worse than we would ever treat, something, we think more about how, whether or not to cut down a tree in our yard or something than some of us do about like talking about some stranger on the street when we pass them, you know, gossiping and all these things that, you know, the judgment and the forgetting. So I think it starts with ourselves, right? We have to remember first that we are, you know, created, you know, and that we are a great, 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 the greatest creation. And, you know, so is everyone else around us. And maybe we would not only treat ourselves differently, but we would treat others differently as well. And so I think it's just an unlearning, you know, of everything that we have been taught consciously and unconsciously. I mean, I remember, you know, growing up, like my mom always, you know, she's super skinny, super tiny, beautiful. And she'd always just be like, do I look fat in this? Do I look fat in this? Do I look fat in this? You know? And it's like, her asking that all the time, you know, you, even though you're being told that you're beautiful, right, it still comes up that, like, then that sets into play. And it's not, I'm not saying this has anything to do with my mom. It's just an interesting thing, like, that, you know, other people's behavior. And so I think about that with my kids, like, to be kind to myself. And yeah, I can be at moments so incredibly unkind to me, so incredibly mean, and so incredibly, like, unaccepting, you know? And again, I think it's that remembering of the creation, and to connect, you know, because I feel very connected to nature, and because I feel very connected to the beauty and awe of a flower and my bearded dragon and, you know, the squirrel running across the tree that I'm watching out the window right now. Like, that's a way for me to remember if I can include myself in that part of creation, right? Because I am. I'm not different, not separate, and neither are you, and neither are any of us. So if we can, you know, find the thing that we do connect to, and then remember that we are part of that and carry that feeling in. You know, I woke up this morning feeling very different. I mean, just in the sense of, like, I can take a breather and I feel connection, but I don't feel that, like, schizophrenic kind of piece of, like, oh my God, like, you know, like, just all this self-hatred at times. And, you know, it's not all the time, but, like, there's a rut that I've been in, and I don't think that the talk works if I'm not honest about that, that there's a rut that I've been in. I've been very harsh on myself. And when I can reconnect, and just reading this one page and remembering the awe of nature includes myself, is that I can shift to the miracle of life. I can say thank you for the gift of my life, right? To wake up and say thank you is very different than to wake up and say, oh, ew, right? And so these seem like obvious things, but it's not, what I'm finding for myself is that it's not a thinking thing. I can't think, gosh, I'm being really mean to myself, because that just makes me feel bad about myself. And that's the truth. And then if other people say that, that makes me also feel bad, because I don't want to, I know that I shouldn't be this way at times, you know, but yet it's what's happening. And so what I found that was really the key in this reading, this small paragraph or two, is that the key for me is to connect to something that I am in awe of, to connect to something that has been created that I think is just the most magnificent thing, you know, and then go, oh yeah, I'm part of that too, right? That's me too. And so it allows just for that reminder, you know, that you are beautiful. You are an incredible part of existence, right? To be mystified by yourself, to be, you know, seen and reclaim, right? That you are in this great, great creation state, you know, that you have been created, that you have love for your body, that you have love for your life. So the one last thing. And, like, I think this is part of that process, right? The body is the first thing. And then you're able, through this entry point, it turns you on, it turns you in, and it turns you beyond, right? And the beyond is beyond the paradox, beyond the duality, beyond the, you know, ugly pretty, beyond the fat skinny, beyond all these things. And so it's not that you don't care about these things. You move beyond, and in the beyond is the state. The beyond, when I think about the beyond, or when I try and explain what I feel at this level in my life, the understanding of the beyond is, it's that those moments of just complete awe, you know, as you sit on the beach, or you know, sit in your backyard and you watch the sunset or the sunrise, or, you know, look at the moon and all of its, you know, brightness, and the flower, you know, that maybe comes out in the spring or the fall as the leaves turn and the air smells different and the apples and, you know, pumpkins and all these shits, like, this is also you. And so just to remind us, right, the body is one of the greatest mysteries. The body is marvelous. And can we carry that great awe and respect and unbelievable, you know, just like, there's not even a word for it when we have these moments, when we connect to nature or we connect to our loved ones and our children and maybe our significant others, when we connect to life being born, to, you know, all of these things, can we also bring it into ourselves and to remain, you know, to remind ourselves to appreciate our body, the body of others, our humanness, you know, this great gift of human experience, and to just bring in a little bit more kindness and care and love and thanking, right? Thanking to creation, a thanking, you know, when I get up in the morning and do my meditation, you know, towards the end, we always do three things, you know, at least three things that we are grateful for. This morning, I also added in just this, like, thank you, you know, because after the grateful, we kind of bow down and say thank you, you know, thank you to the earth, thank you to creation, thank you. And so I've been doing that, and I don't know that I've actually been connected in the way that I am, just for whatever reason, you know, happened to be in the middle of a thunderstorm, and these couple paragraphs hit me the right way, hit me in a way that went, oh, thank you, you know, thank you for me, you know, my life. Thank you for giving me the gifts of life. Thank you for creation. Thank you for this whole experience on the planet. And to be kind and to be caring and to include yourself, right, in everything that you think is most magnificent in the world. You are also that thing. So thank you for listening. I hope that it was meaningful. I hope that it, you know, something came and worked, or you learned something or heard something that you needed to hear. And yeah, just as a side note, you know, after reading this, I tried to go back to sleep, and then my youngest son came out into the living room, because now I was on the couch. I put my head under the pillow. He came out. I was like, I don't know. I was in such a scared state all night long. I screamed. He screamed. He was scared. Then I went to sleep with him. And so then, you know, we woke up this morning, and I am still confused when I look out into the yard, into my neighbor's yard, where this tree was that I was so sure was falling on the house last night. I mean, I don't know where it was. I know it happened. I know, but like, I don't know if you've ever heard a thunder and, you know, the lightning and all of that going on, that it was like so close. I just find it funny that this morning it's beautiful and sunny. This is the point of life, right? We went through all this. I made it through the night and I wake up and it's beautiful. It's sunny. I have an appreciation for life. I've had a beautiful, relaxing morning. I've had an appreciation, you know, and enjoyment with my kids, and that nature and awe that I've had, the awe that I've had in the nature, and just life as I walked my kids to school. I was able to include myself in that package this morning. And that's a beautiful thing, right? That's the juiciness and that's the life. So if you liked what you heard, please, please, please subscribe, rate, give us feedback. You can reach out to me, Shannon, at onyxyogastudio.com. Check us out, Facebook and Instagram, shannonelliottyoga.com. The Yoga Studio, onyxyogastudio.com. And we are also now taking registration for our trip to India, Vrindavan, India. So you can look at that online. I'll leave it at that right now. But we are going in March. It's a small group that we take, so spaces are very limited. If you have any interest in that, feel free to reach out as well. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Om Shanti.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.